We need to do a skit where we recreate that ad, but when it does animate, the kids freak out.
Start throwing
and
stuff
downstairs to get their parents and get like an axe after
them. I don't want to grow up. I like the amount of bones I have.
Yeah. Dad, the thing's trying to steal my bones.
Hello and welcome to another episode of I Love That Ad. A very special episode today. Everyone, not only because my only Shane W. Brennan is right beside me in his other office, but we are also joined by Sarah Chadwick, producer extraordinaire at Clickety Clack and the newly minted vice president of ICAD. Welcome to the podcast, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad. Great to have you on the podcast. We're seeing your name and your face flying around the place. You're just off the campaign trail. It feels like a real honor to have you here.
I'm fed up talking about myself. I'm literally like, right, let's do this and I'll give you all a break. I'm literally getting absolutely rinsed from my friends. They're like, anything to talk about at 10 o'clock today? I'm like, oh, maybe. Never stop talking.
You just have 40 more minutes and then they can they won't have to hear from you for a long time. It's great to have you on the podcast because your name has been associated with a lot of great work coming out of Ireland, not just the last couple of years, but particularly the last 2 years with Clickety Clack. How is Clickety Clack going since you started?
Yeah, Clickety Clack's deadly. I love it. I love this industry. So it's so weird when people are like, do you love your job? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Like, I just love the industry. I love what we do. I love the people. I love all that stuff. So I was just kind of like, when I went out in Clickety Clack, I was just like, I get to expand even more. Like, I get to work with different agencies, I get to work with different people, I get to work on different brands, and just kind of continuing to do what I love. Don't get me wrong, it's a pain in the arse sometimes. Like, as always, I never have enough money and I never have enough time to make what people want to make, but it's just this industry is the crack, I think. So getting to be in all the different agencies and working with all the different creatives around is brilliant. I love it.
Did you feel a bit like a kid in a candy store being able to actually go talk to other creative departments was a bit like freeing almost?
Yeah.
That boys and girls had you in a cage or anything like that.
No, not at all. And like, as I am the first to sing from the rooftop about boys and girls, like, I loved it there. And as when I was leaving, I was like, I grew up there. Like, I went in 24, just out of back from Australia. I didn't got a clue what I was doing. And spent 9 years there and left as this senior producer that has won a Cannes line and like all DNAD and all this stuff. And I was like, I loved it there, but I was kind of like, I think it's time. After the 9 years, I was like, I think it's time to see what else is there. And we'll chat about ICAD in a bit, but like with ICAD, you kind of know everyone in the industry, even though you haven't worked with them. Like I was saying to you guys, like when we jumped on earlier, I was like, we've never met in person, but I know you. Like, it's one of these things that, so I kind of have no shame. I'm a bit embarrassing. So like, I'll just go up to a creative director, or I'll just go up to, if I'm in an agency, I don't have this like, oh, I should wait to see if somebody comes over. I just walk to their desk and I'm like, here, what's happening with this? So it's brilliant getting to work in all the agencies and getting to work with like these names that like I've known for so long. And I'm like, oh, now I'm just sitting, we're like, we go grab a coffee, we do this. And these are people's names that I have, you know, been hearing for 10 years, have been seeing walking up, getting every award and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, no, it's Clickety Clack's great.
That's really cool. We've kind of over the years, myself and Shane have kind of developed this kind of thing where, you know, if you feel like someone isn't working really hard on a project, or else you're like really excited to work with someone else, and like both from the highs and the lows and the frustrations of a project, we kind of realize that most people, no matter who you are, you're just trying to get through your Tuesday. So yeah, those people that you kind of have on a pedestal, they're just getting through the briefs that are on their desk as well.
Yeah.
More than likely. So it kind of helps demystify it, or kind of makes everyone more approachable, and I think hats off just like going for it, because you can get kind of a bit starstruck by the names and the campaigns that you do see an awful lot.
Yeah, Yeah, no, definitely. And like, I think, look, the industry isn't like what it used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago, where you've got all the creative directors and the ECDs and whatever in their big offices and everybody else is around. Like, everything's just open plan now. Like, you know, you're sitting beside whoever it is that, like, I remember in my time in Boys and Girls, like, the CEO would be sitting beside, you know, an intern. Like, you know, there's no hierarchy when it comes to, you know, where people sit in offices and all that kind of stuff. So I just think, yeah, it's so much nicer, that kind of environment.
And can I ask the name, Clickety Clack?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
The nails.
I was kind of weirdly paranoid going, is this some like production term that I don't know I'm going to sound so stupid.
Well, people are like, oh, is it like a clapperboard?
You That's know, what I was whatever. Thinking.
And I'm like, no, it's actually the nails. I'm glad I got them done now since it came up. but
On brand.
Oh, yeah. Like I actually had, when it was announced that I was vice president, my last set of nails had a VP vice president on them.
Love
so
it.
They're now just like a media spot. Like, yeah. You know, if any brand wants to...
Can I book that through PML or or any of them?
I don't know. I'm trying to get the best price. I'm still trying to figure out if I can expense them with my accountant.
You definitely can. They're part
of the brand.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's on this podcast now. It's official. Yeah. So yeah. Just send us revenue.
There's
and you're laughing.
You could definitely expense that. You 100% could. So
I know, because I hear influencers and all like expense their nails and stuff, and I'm like,
no, but, you definitely can. Yeah. Just make it a company policy. The accountant can't fight it then, and then that's it. You know, you sign it off yourself, stamp it. It's like grand.
Yeah, the name actually was Chris Clarkin, who's creative director in Boys and Girls. He came up with the name for me. It was actually very handy setting up a business while you were still working in an agency. So yeah. I'd be like, I need a name. I need a logo. I need this. So I had my own. Boys and Girls knew exactly what I was up to. So I had the designers and everything. And yeah.
Your first week in Clickety Clack, they just send you an invoice for all the work done on the brand.
Pretty much. I'm like, they'll definitely be listening to this.
So before we crack into your three ads, tell us about your newly minted office of vice president, vice president.
Executive vice president, yeah. it's good. I sound like such a, I don't know, but I'm like, I love ICAD. I've always loved ICAD. I like wanted to be part of something when I left Boys and Girls, because I was like, I just love the community. I love being part of something. And I was like, I'm leaving, and now, like, you know, it's me and my laptop on my own. And like, I don't even know if agencies are going to let me work in their offices, because it was still COVID, like all this kind of stuff. And I still wanted to be part of like the industry somehow. And so I met with them, and I was kind of like, you know, everyone thinks the ICADs are just the awards. And I did. I was like, I love the awards. And it's like, they'd all be like, we do more than the awards. And I'm like, yeah, but the awards are great crack. And then when I met them, and how I actually ended up getting into ICAD was, I had had one too many drinks at the ICADs in, was it 2021? The first one that was outside in the Marion Cricket Club. And I went up to accept an award or something, and I turned around to the old president, Rossi, and I was like, would you mind calling out a female name every once in a while? It all seems to be males that are just calling out. And anyway,
Love it.
He got on to me afterwards, and he was like, well, if you think you can change something, he was like, in you come. So I was like, all right. It was a bit big for my boots. And then all of a sudden I was on the exec board, and I was like, oh, I was like, I kind of thought I'd like, you know, do the door at an event and let people in or whatever. And they were like, no, if you're opinionated enough and you think you know enough, in you come. I was like, all right.
Careful what you wish for.
Exactly. But we do, like, because it's part of, like, we have the upstarts. We have, like, the EDAs that are coming up. Shane, I know you had stuff from the EDAs before and stuff. So, like, we're looking at bringing back, like, iCademy events and stuff like that. Like, so although the last couple of years have just been kind of around the awards and keeping upstarts going and stuff, we definitely have ambitions to grow it more and, you know, do more for the membership.
We could talk all day, but this is I Love That Ad. You've three amazing ads you've brought to the table. Can you introduce your first ad and what we're going to see?
Yeah, so I have done a theme on my ads because when you got onto me, I was like, can I change it up and can I do one theme? So the theme I want to look at is music across the board and ads. So my first one is a classic from the early 90s that I hope everyone is just going to be singing with us, but it's the National Dairy Council.
Okay, brilliant. Let's have a look. Watch.
How many bones has a body got?
A child's got more bones than a grown-up's got.
A child's got more bones than a grown-up's got.
And that's a natural law.
Dem bones, me. Calcium, dem bones, me. Calcium, dem bones, me. Calcium, and that's a natural law.
A grown-up has about 200 bones. A child has many more, which grow into each other gradually. That's why a child needs even more calcium. And what's a natural thing for that?
A pint of milk helps your bones. A pint of milk helps your bones. A pint of milk helps your bones. And that's a natural law.
That's a whack of nostalgia right there in the face. Like, there's scenes in that that I'm like, forgot about.
It's mad. How terrifying is that wooden man?
Yeah.
I'm only thinking of it now. That didn't seem terrifying when we were growing up, but like,
it definitely
he creeps me out.
It definitely was. We can't have a live skeleton in this ad, lads. So let's get that kind of, you know, because he's like the wooden model
from Generation Game.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, that'll be less creepy than a skeleton, yes, but still incredibly creepy.
But the way even he leans into the camera.
But even then, I remember questioning, why is he made of wood? I was like, I don't get it. And like, so maybe it was the producer. I knew I was going to be a producer and have to figure these things out later. But back to music, like when I went into advertising, I didn't really know anything about like how it gets made or anything like that stuff. I just remembered the songs and ads from when I was a kid. And like, everyone knows that like, a pint of milk helps your bones, like, and yeah, you know it from the ad, and just the like the crack in getting to like make the song, like, and the ad pretty much is the song and a wooden weirdo, but like anything else, like no one really remembers that much. You remember it's about milk, you remember the wooden guy, you remember the song. Everything else is, but they did continue it on. I remember they did like a Jack and Jill version of it as well. Yeah, and then they did, or not Jack and Jill, it was a Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel with the witch, wasn't it?
And they did a version of that, but the same song continued on. Like,
the thing that stood out for me in this that actually I hadn't remembered since, I almost forgotten the wooden man. The song obviously is epic.
Yeah.
But you know the animation where the kid has more bones and it joins as you grow? That like was burnt into my brain.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's the dots being joined.
Yeah.
As in, yeah.
And then like metaphorical dots being joined as well.
You're constantly learning. But like that's the thing about like, I think there's so many brands that have done it. Like there was another one that came into my head the other day and I'd already submitted my ads and I was like, oh, I could have done this one. But it was, you know, I feel like chicken tonight.
Oh yeah.
So all those ones. Yeah. And they went across like so many different campaigns and everyone's like chicken tonight. Yeah. Like that was it. Or remember
it becomes part of the cultural zeitgeist almost.
Yeah. Or like, do you remember when those BN biscuits came in?
BN.
But that's the thing. Like, so it was just going back to like my childhood and the nostalgia and the stuff that you remember. And I'm like, why aren't we making more of those?
Yeah.
That's what I want to make.
That's like, very true. Like the jingle kind of based ad.
Yeah. Me and Pat Stevenson, who we have entered Battle of the Bands a couple of times. Like we love music, we love singing, we love the crack. And like anytime Pat, we used to come to me with a brief, I'm like, Pat, can we make a jingle? And he's like, let's make a jingle. And so like, we'd be trying to get all these mad stuff in. And they're like, believe it or not, this insurance brand don't want a jingle that like you and Pat have made up in 10 minutes. And I'm like, shame, shame. But we did get one for McDonald's curry sauce when we did the cult.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We made a chant about chips curry, which was good crack. That was the closest I got, but it wasn't cemented in the Irish culture like them bones.
This ad, it's really creepy, obviously, your man. It also raises a load of questions because, you know, they're away, playing away, and then this thing like animates itself to answer the questions. And then at the very end, really creepily, like goes back and like goes dead again. Yeah. Kind of leans back as if it's like, okay, I served my function. I'm going back to be a normal model wooden thing. But it's giant. It's on the couch. So why do they have that in their house? A life-size thing. It raises a lot of questions.
Stop trying to make sense out of it.
Yeah, like, Aaron. Imagination. I don't know. Like, God damn it. I know that, like... Like, there is plenty of questions. Like, it's like something from a Goosebumps book. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or Alex Mack when she goes into the puddle.
It's something like, who knows? Who cares? And, like, by the way, their comfort with it animating assumes this happens all the time. So, like, this thing gets up and dances about loads of stuff, not just milk, I reckon.
The issue is us, because we don't get it. We're the problem.
We don't see it.
We need to do a skit where we recreate that ad, but when it does animate, the kids freak out.
Start throwing stuff
downstairs to get their parents and get like an axe after.
I don't want to grow up. I like the amount of bones I have.
Yeah. Dad, the thing's trying to steal my bones.
That'd be a great series. The dad just comes like up with skits an axe.
And like... Amazing.
Am I showing my weirdness now by my choice of ads?
No.
Not at all. And the weirder the better. Bring them on. Is the rest of your ads going to be weird? Is the next
no,
one?
My second one isn't weird. My third one is, but it's meant to be weird.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to the tamer second one then. Okay. What's your second ad?
Okay. So my second one is Diet Coke, which is from 1996 with Etta James and the song I Just Want to Make Love.
Let's have a look.
I'm here for my 11:30 appointment.
I'm here for my 11:30. And
11:30.
11:30. I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true.
Oh, no wonder it's so hard to get an appointment here.
Sexy, eh?
Sexy. What a sexy
man. Getting a bit steamy in here.
I know. It's another iconic one, though, isn't it? And again, it's back from the 90s. It's the one that you remember from when you were a kid. And like, I just love the fact that they flipped it. I love the fact that it was the women, like, you know, staring at the man and objectifying the man. I'm like, yeah, about time.
Yeah.
And it's just, the song is perfect for it. Like, just the acting, like him, even on the building side, the flip of, like, it's usually portrayed as the men in the building side mm-hmm. that are hitting on the women. Like, it's just, and the song... Although it's like an Etta James song, it makes it really modern with it. So that's why I went for that one. What do you think?
Yeah, you can't help but remember it. Like, and they did do versions of this then again for ages. It just, for some reason, this all blends in my mind to that kind of like, I know Sex and the City came after, but that kind of like female focused story. From a woman's perspective, kind of came up in those 90s, and that's what I see in this ad. That kind of launch of that real push into there's a reason to communicate like this. There's a reason to show this angle, and you started seeing it in commercials.
And it's like, it's like that. Like, women are like sexual beings as well as being sexual objects, which was always what women tended to be seen. Like, if you look back on all the perfume ads and everything, it's always. Yeah. You know, it was always just the sexy, gorgeous woman promoting this thing, whereas it was all about the Diet Coke man. And even now, like, if people are making a joke, it's still relevant in culture with like the Diet Coke man or like the milk tray man or something like that. Like they still have the relevance. And like even just the lines like same time tomorrow or whatever, like it's just like the casting in it is so good. Like it's just, I just thought it was great. And the song just fits perfectly for it. Like
it does. And I love the ridiculousness of it as well, that his top off, his window washer, doesn't see this panel of women.
Oh, he knows. Googling. He knows exactly. Hold on. He's definitely, that's like, New York. He's a struggling model. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And it's like perfectly timed that it happens at 11:30 every single day. I just love the kind of premise of going, okay, that just happens. Okay.
Yeah.
But it talk about like, as you said, a classic where like you play that song.
Yeah.
Don't mention anything. And 9 out of 10 people say that's a Diet Coke song.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been in countless skits and you know what I mean? That's when you know you really made it, when so many different touch points can bring you right back to that one ad or that one campaign that stretches on.
One thing that I did want to mention though, since I have you, is as a producer, trying to clear a song is a beep pain in the arse. My God. So like, if I have a load of creatives listening to this, I'm just like, leave your producers alone. They're trying. Like it's, I love music, and that's why like the theme that I wanted to talk about this. But like, so music is one of my favorite parts of the production process. It's also my least favorite, like trying to clear a track. Like music companies don't give a damn about your 30 second bank ad that needs to go out, you know, next week, and you don't have clearance of it. They're like, I don't care. Like they have to go, and it's to the rights owners, and then the rights owners might turn around and go, no, actually we want more. Then it goes to the publisher, the masters. Like it's just, once you get into music clearance, like I was speaking to a producer friend of mine who they did a short that then ended up getting cleared for like BVOD, and it was like one of the players or whatever, and they'd go back and get it relicensed and stuff. It took a year to get a track licensed because it was an original short. They'd got an allowance to play it for a couple of festivals or whatever, but like it's just, music companies do not care about, even like you could be going, like I've offered, you know, can if I give an extra 30 grand, can it get cleared by tomorrow? They're like, no,
not happening. Like,
they don't care.
Okay, so like all the ads out there that have the deadly tracks on them, I'm like, I just think of the producers, and I'm like, how long did that take to clear? And also just like how much people can get for music. Like, and music is always the one thing that if a brand likes a track, they'll find the money. Like I've had people pay over 100 grand for a music track that like nobody even really liked, but the head of whatever brand it was like, it needs to be this track. And we were like, well, we can't afford it. And they were like, we'll find the money. It's just like,
I was only thinking about that this weekend. I saw multiple times, I saw the new Marks and Spencer. They're obviously promoting their summer range of clothes or whatever, but the model in it, she's like dancing up and down escalators. As Dave Trott says, he says, how do you know if you're meant to buy a brand if someone's not dancing in the ad? Because every ad is everyone dancing now. But she's lip syncing the song. So obviously that's integral to the creative. Just thinking, how long were they working on this before they could even
shoot,
do any other aspect of it? Because you can't go shooting if that's not cleared, like already in the bag.
Oh, but sure, I tried to get a track cleared, and we wanted it shot. We wanted it cleared before we shot because it was going to be in a dance scene. And even like there was no lip syncing or anything in it. But even when you're trying to swap a song out, like the beats are different. Like, you know, it's just, and it ended up being, we didn't get it cleared. And the crowd didn't clear it at all because they decided after 3 weeks of us back and forth, nah, we're grand. Thanks, actually. I'm just like...
It's like Richard Linklater, who did Dazed and Confused and like School of Rock. I saw an interview with him talking about, obviously, both those movies, obviously 20 years apart, loads of music in both the films.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the budget for all the music in Dazed and Confused was something like $70,000. And he got like everything, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, all this. And then he did School of Rock with Jack Black. And he was like, they ended up having to, like, I think one song, they had to, Jack Black made a video with all the kids asking Led Zeppelin to let them use a song. And then they still had to pay them $370,000 to use the song in the movie. And it was like, he was just talking about how music had changed so dramatically from like the early 90s into their, that kind of knowledge. Well, we could get this much money for an ad, well then we need to get the movies to pay us even more because our art is associated with theirs forever. And it's just crazy money for, like, when you hear, well, I always think that now when I'm watching a movie and I hear like a song by anyone big in the movie, I'm like, that cost a lot of money.
but you remember the likes of like the OC and One Tree Hill and everything, and they were huge at bringing up and coming bands into what was it, the Shack or whatever it was called in the OC.
They'd come and perform.
Like music was like integral, so like all the bands that were like up and coming and stuff like that were in the TV shows as well. And then once the, wasn't it the, what was the one when Marissa dies, Imogen Heap.
Damien Rice was in an episode of breakups. I think one of the five breakups between Marissa and Ryan was a Damien Rice song. Yeah, they were great for that, actually.
Yeah,
I remember that.
The film Yesterday, the one with the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Danny Boyle was on Graham Norton when he's doing the press tour for it, and they were chatting to it, and Graham Norton was asked something. He goes, the music. Yeah, because they started talking about music. He goes, the music, yeah, that was the second most expensive thing I've ever had to pay for on any film I've ever done. And they're like, oh, wow, yeah, the boot back catalogue. What was the most expensive? Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. For the beach.
Oh, yeah.
The height of Leo being Leo.
Yeah exactly. Jesus.
The only thing sold that movie was Leo.
and then you had the Old Saints doing the theme song.
Yes.
It's like you had the Leo and the beach, and then you had like All Saints that weren't that successful, but that banger
song,
of a track.
That song, though, fucking hell. Like, I was at that, was it shot off Phuket in Thailand, where the beach was actually shot. Now, it was closed when I was there in 2018. But when you're just there in that area, like, the whole environment looks like it anyway. That song just is going through your head.
Oh, yeah. I was there in, what year did I go? Like, 2011, I was there. Nice. And, like, I was recreating the scenes. Like, I'm just that good,
Just doing the shark attack, like, screaming. Everyone being like, what's going on?
In the caves and everything, pretending that's where I was living. Yeah.
Well, hopefully when we create loads of amazing jingles together, and that all the songs for the musical for Brady's Ham, we'll be able to sell them for loads of rights and make loads of money back for future campaigns. Brilliant selection, Sarah. Can't believe I'm about to say this, but we're on to your final ad and things are going to get weird. What are we going to see?
Well, my new one actually, or my third one, isn't nostalgic. It's came out, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. And it's an ad from 72 and Sunny, and it is for Fanta. Actually, I've just realized all my ads are drinks brands or whatever. But didn't realize that theme until just now. But it is We Are Idiots. So we can play the ad, but what I would say to people is there's also a behind the scenes how they made the track video on YouTube, which they should go look at as well. But yeah, it's We Are Idiots.
Let's give it a look.
Idiots. You can call us that. But if being an idiot can lead to greatness, then that's a sacrifice worth making. This isn't about fame, glory or medals. It's about doing something incredible for no reason at all. Because to become a true champion takes more than just blood, sweat, and tears. It takes courage, grit, and determination. There is greatness inside all of us. So isn't it time you set yours free? And show the world how amazing an idiot can be.
Okay, go.
That was sick.
That was great.
I've not seen that. How much fun is that?
That's so much fun.
So much fun. That's it. Like, I just, and I know, like, I know music was the theme for all mine, but also, like, just a bit of fun and a bit of crack as well. Like, I
for crack's sake.
Huh?
Do you know, as in, like, there's no reason for, like, there's no, like, real driver for it. It's just, like, fun for the sake of being fun.
100%. Like, I just think, like, I miss anytime I'm talking to somebody and somebody's like, what do you want to make? And I'm like, I just want to make a comedy ad. I just want to make like, no, like we all need to make our vignette ads and we all need to make our storytelling deep emotional and like all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, can we just go and just have a bit of fun and like just be laughing on set with just like the mad stuff that's coming out and stuff like that. So, and like being in the edit and trying to pick like what of these 20 weird situations, which six can we fit into the edit? Like it's
ironically though, as they're doing a comedy ad, the edit is the most terrifying part because you see the first your first cut and you're like,
fuck, it's not
funny. This doesn't work at all. this isn't funny. I hope we can find the funny because it's not funny right now.
Get funny music in there.
And the creative director goes, how is it? And you go, yeah, not there yet, but we'll send you a pass, and everyone's going, shit.
Yeah, the code is, it's in good shape, but needs a little bit of tweaking.
But you're like, I've only in the last couple of years, I have, maybe it's my wisdom that I'm getting as I'm getting older, but like people are always, they turn around to me after they see the first edit and they go, oh God, Sarah, what are we going to do? And I go, no one ever likes the first edit. Yeah. I was like, don't worry about it. Like, we never like the first edit, but yet we always panic every time we see it. Yeah. And then, like, in 24 hours, you're like, yeah, in much better shape. We're much happier with it now. But, yeah, sorry, back to the music on this. So this was actually made, the art director is Irish, Paddy Thunder.
Paddy, I was going to say, I thought this was Paddy's ad.
Yeah, it is Paddy's ad.
Oh, we were in Paddy college with Paddy.
Such a legend.
DCU. He was in communications. We were in multimedia.
Okay, yeah. I did a brief stint with Paddy back in the day. We had a lovely trip to Cork together for a shoot. But I saw Paddy posted this online, and then I had met for a coffee a guy called Niall Rogers, mm-hmm. who is a music producer, and his name is Niall Rogers, but he's not the Niall Rogers.
I was just gonna say, is that
no
chic?
He's also from Dublin. It's not from Dublin. So anyway, my friend was like, I have this producer friend, Niall Rogers. He's over in Amsterdam, but he has a music company and he's a producer. Would you meet him for a coffee? And I was like, anyone call Niall Rogers that is into music, I will be for a coffee. So met Niall and then like got to know him. And then once I saw Paddy posting this ad, and then I saw, and I was like, Niall did the music. So they literally, if you look at the how-to video, it is all of like, they got an orchestra in and like, but the songs that they're chanting are We Are Idiots. Like, it shows it's pure fun, but it's also pure craft. Like, if you watch the behind the scenes, you see the detail that goes into it. And also, you can kind of imagine those conversations of going, love it, push it further, keep pushing, keep pushing. Like, I feel like it would be one of those jobs that would be like, let's see where it can go, rather than trying to like pull things back, which I think the majority of us end up spending time pulling things back when we don't want to.
Is the wheelbarrow fella in Berlin, or where do you know where he's doing the wheelbarrow tricks?
No. Why do you think Berlin? Where? That's a very specific request, Aaron. Why do you think Berlin?
So I think I recognize the area. That's why I'm just like, oh, you know, when you see a place, you're like, what's that doing there?
Spend a lot of time in Berlin.
I do, yeah. I'm a jet set. You were talking about your Phuket travels. I had to get something in there that I've left Ireland like.
I went to Germany.
Yeah. I've been to the capital of Europe. But
do you reckon that they all knew the campaign was going to be called We Are Idiots before agreeing to it?
But it's like you've been framed. Like, it's like going back to all that stuff. Like, my favorite is the diving into the snow. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they're getting ready for this, and then it's like their own Olympics.
I think it plays on the fact, do you ever talk to someone, so say like there's people who don't give a shit about a sport you give a shit about.
Yeah.
Like a serious all mainstream sport. Like, yeah, anything. Like rugby or something like that. Like, my wife would look at me and be like, what the f-? Like, what are you doing? What do you mean? Why are you putting so much effort into? Like, it's that, but just used in a scale that, like, people would understand. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, no one should take serious being dressed up as a giraffe to do a triple backflip. No matter how impressive as it is, it's an idiotic thing to do. You could break your neck. Why are you doing that? And it's I thought that was cool, bringing that to life. Whereas people feel that about loads of like extreme situations people go to.
But like what I love about it as well is like, that's what made air. Like, that's what got there. And like how they managed to sell it into the client. Now, I know it's easier, like Fanta are more of a fun brand, but like, you know, getting it into the client, like keeping it that safe throughout the whole process, when, as I was saying earlier, like things end up getting diluted and pulled back and stuff like that. It's just like, I wanted to be in the first presentation of that idea to the client.
Yes, I would pay to be in it.
That's what, like, when I see ads I love, or if I see like stuff that like has won a can and like all that kind of stuff, and I'm like, I want to know what that first presentation was. Was it a fight, or were they on board with you?
Was the brief like give us something different, you know what I mean? Give us the thing you want to make, and then let us go from there, you know what I mean? It's funny, it's great. I really like that now. I haven't seen it. So.
Oh, I've not.
No, so that's cool that Paddy did it.
Yeah.
And 72 and Sunny, they're really hot agency, really hot right now. Amsterdam is the hub of...
Where everyone is.
Hub of the creative world at the minute.
Yeah, we're moving there soon.
I'm trying to get ICAD to get them all back. I'm like, Mom, we need to start promoting the Irish industry more and supporting the Irish creatives more, so that they don't feel the need to, you know, go elsewhere. Because
no more flight of the Earls.
Well, it's just, I do feel like people are starting to come back now, like, but like, it, maybe it's just the people I know that have gone are starting to come back, but like, it's just, at one stage I went to Amsterdam last year, and instead of having a touristy weekend, I literally just spent the whole weekend with ad people that were just living over there.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hopefully now with your newly minted office, start wrangling them back by hook or by crook.
I also love that ICAD don't even have an office, and we keep on talking about this office.
You've a corner office. You've a corner office.
In the convention center. Like the top.
Teak lined.
Overlooking. Yeah. That's where
It's nicer than Simon Harris's new office.
I won't get into that. That's I'm like, if you start me on politics, right, we can be here for another 2 hours.
Yes. Okay. Sarah, we're gonna go for a drink someday. I love politics, and Aaron hates it. So.
No, that was brilliant, Sarah. Thank you so much for those ads. They're absolutely brilliant.
Thanks for having me. I feel like I wasn't very serious. Like, I feel like I was like listening to like other people that you've had on, and I'm like, God, they're so wise and they're so like, you know, knowledgeable, and they're so, and I'm like, I just like this because it's fun, and I like this because I like the song, and like, so he's had like Cindy Gallop on and stuff, and I was like, fuck, hold on.
That's the thing. It's whatever ad you like.
Exactly.
And that's what we love doing the show and getting guests on like yourself, because you get so many different perspectives, ads that you wouldn't have thought of or even seen before. And it all is in one big melting pot. So just like we don't know what's going to come in each episode, neither does anyone who's listening to this. So that's what makes it fun. That's why we keep doing it. We're four seasons into doing this now. And we wouldn't be doing it this long if we weren't getting the crack out of ourselves. So you got the memo on this one. Anyways, it was absolutely bang on. So
good.
Thank you so much. Most important business. People are shouting at their screens. They want to get in touch with Clickety Clack. They want to get in touch with Sarah. How do they do so for your services of work?
Yeah, so my website is clickityclack.ie. I'm on Instagram at clickityclack.ie/maybe_.ie. One of the clickety clack.
Is there a question mark at the end of that URL as well? Or
it's like clickety clack, whatever punctuation they let me put in because somebody else had clickety clack. It's clickityclack.ie. And yeah, don't get me anywhere else because LinkedIn. You can get me on LinkedIn, but don't get into my personal Instagram because
now everyone is going to go straight to your personal Instagram.
I'm like,
you better clean that up between now and when this goes live.
I know, maybe I need to make my own. Oh yeah, actually, I have to get myself in trouble there. But no, because people look at my personal Instagram and I'm like, don't be looking at me when I'm five spicy margaritas in. I'm like, go look at my work. I'm like follow my clickety clack Instagram page.
There we go. So clickety clack, online, Google it, LinkedIn, Sarah Chadwick. There you go. And any final words about ICAD, or if someone's on the fence about what is it, should they join? What's your argument to win them over?
I think like, just if you want to be part of the community, and if you just want to be part of something that like supports you and gets you in a room with people that you're not necessarily going to get in a room with, I think like, ICAD's the place to be. Like, ICAD events is where people get their next job. ICAD events is where everyone goes to poach people. It's where upstarts, you know, get to show their portfolios to all the creative directors. It's just a nice group of people. Like, there's no assholes, which I like. If you want to join a no asshole club, come to ICAD.
That should literally be your next social ad that you push on LinkedIn or Instagram.
You see, they're going to stop asking me to talk about ICAD soon. They're going to be like, Sarah.
What have you been promising people?
Yeah.
You're writing checks ICAD can't cash.
What I'd also say is, if people could pay their ICAD membership so ICAD could still exist, that would also be fantastic.
Yeah,
I love it. All night, right to the very end, then the heel comes out.
Pay your membership.
And on that bombshell, I think we'll have to wrap it up there. Sarah, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Fab.
It's been brilliant crack. Great ads. And if anyone was listening and want to watch those ads, go to workwithfo.ie/podcast? And then you'll see them all there. So thank you very much, and see you all again next week.